Well, I think that the United States have already signaled that they're going to change the law, which could impact severely in Ireland's ability to attract multinational companies into Ireland, particularly American companies. The problem here is that the Irish government and indeed the Fianna Fáil party have been involved in a ostrich-like head-in-the-sands approach to coming to multinational taxation. In the meantime, we've had hearings in America by Senator McCain. We've had an investigation that is currently ongoing by the European Commission into our practices. We've had hearings in London and it is causing a reputational damage. Those parties in the government believe that they're involved in some type of form of perverse patriotism, that defending the tax rate and the practices involved by some companies is somehow beneficial to Ireland. I would actually contest that it is jeopardising jobs, and what we need to do is face up to the realities that some companies here have abused the tax system, and we need to close the loopholes as soon as possible.
And we're talking about a massive revenue and a relatively low tax pay in this country. If you were making that decision, if you were making decisions to address this, what would you be doing?
Well, first of all, you have to acknowledge that the vast, vast majority of companies, whether they're multinational companies or a company on the high street in Letterkenny, are actually paying the corporation tax at the rate 12.5%. There is a few small companies that are involved in aggressive tax planning. I, for example, showed how one of those loopholes could be closed down and produced a piece of legislation on that nearly 2 years ago. It was dismissed by government. It was dismissed by government politicians. But yet the government then last year introduced the exact same piece of legislation in their finance bill. They've also indicated that they're going to introduce other pieces of legislation that will close down loopholes. And I think what we need to do is face up to the reality, because we need to be in control of our own tax destiny. And my fear is that the pressure that's coming on internationally, and Obama comments last night, is taking control of our own tax policies out of our hands, and that the government will be forced to do things because of international pressure and not what is in the best interest of the Irish people and in relation to attracting companies to this shore.